Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
All right, second last question time of the year within our Queensland Parliament. And Anastasia Palaszczuk has been schooled by the big boys, the federal fellows.
It's been smashed.
And yeah, my word.
Well, idiot, yesterday, I mean, you shouldn't say that, should I? I mean, she smashed shouldn't your- have yesterday. Really went on about the Omicron variant. She caused a lot of concern.
Fear.
Without really knowing the facts. She said, this is bad and borders are closing and this is worse than Delta. And we mentioned this yesterday, that the chief medical health officers are saying, hang on a minute, we don't know yet, so please don't go off half-cocked. So then she was schooled, and in question time in Parliament yesterday, she actually pulled her head in.
I'm happy to take the advice of Professor Paul Kelly that more work will be conducted over the next 14 days. I will let the Prime Minister and Professor Kelly comment on this variant as they will have the latest and will have full carriage of that advice.
Thank you. She finally understood. Yeah. Yeah,
that's her backing up.
Yes. She went from chicken to chicken nuggets, didn't she?
Yeah, spider.
Yeah, look, if you are walking the beaches of Surfers Paradise this morning, there is a search underway at the moment. Two people entered the water last night and in tough conditions, and they're still missing one male. Around 26-year-old, the female was struggling in the water. Bystanders saw that and are able to go out and help her, but unfortunately the male is still missing. So there is a search underway still that started at first light and still haven't recovered anybody at this stage.
Oh dear. Look, if it's flooded, forget it. Let's start with that. We've got a little bit of a break in the rain, but just remember that the rain is starting to move out of the hinterland now, and you will still see some flash flooding.
Oh, yeah.
Do not enter floodwaters. It is ridiculous. Honestly, I saw five kids on boogie boards in Mudra Bay yesterday playing around in what looked like still water. There is a drain 100 metres from them. I had to stop and mouth off. I couldn't not.
Yeah, good on.
There was a girl who was in a tree for an hour. A policeman and a bystander had to go and try and help her. A car was swept away and a man passed away. Another man in Canungra is very, very lucky to be with us and survived being swept off a weir that looked as innocent as it could be. And again, in Turnbull, there was a ridiculous rescue where a man got out of his floating car and walked away with the SES as his car floated very slowly away because it had literally
Turnbull
floated.
Turnbull always, that used to always happen there.
Yeah. Why would you drive? It's deeper than your car, you fell. But here's a little bit of tip, and no one's really saying this at the moment. They say if it's flooded, forget it, but please understand that rivers are a column of water, a horizontal column. The longer that column is, the more that water weighs. You can be swept away by 2 inches of water on your wheel if you're looking at a kilometre, say, of river upstream. Every litre weighs a kilo.
And
if you might be around the corner, 20 metres around the corner of a river, it will be completely different to if you were the other side of that corner and had a long column hitting your car.
I think we should, and that's a really good tip, I never knew that, but I think we should continue the Australian tradition that when people are flooded because they've been idiots, most people drive past going, sucked in, idiots, which is what happened yesterday.
Yeah, it is. Please, forget it.
Is what you need to know.